Hello, this is Rabbi Chaim Bravender, Rosh Yeshiva of the Web Yeshiva, with the Nach Yomi podcast for Tehillim, chapter 86, Pei Vav. Visit us at webyeshiva.org to sign up for our fully interactive online yeshiva program. Tfilah leDavid, attributed to David HaMelech. The first seven psukim are about the tefillah. Hatei Hashem aznecha. Like, lean in our direction. Aznecha. Aznecha, of course, doesn't mean that the Baal HaMizmor thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had an ear. But it's the way you say, listen. Atei Hashem oznecha aneini, and respond. Ki ani ve'evyon ani. Because I am poor. Despondent. That's how I am. It's not clear what the key means, but what the petitioner is saying is, my petition rests on the fact that my situation is hopeless, not on the fact that I have great merit to say about myself. But ki ani ve'evyon ani, shamra nafshi, ki chasid ani, shamra nafshi. Watch over me, because chasid ani, ki chasid ani. I am chasid. I am a person who is careful. I am a person who is careful about the mitzvot, like the chassidim harishonim. Hosha avdecha ata elokai. I turn to God, redeem us, redeem your servant, save him. Haboteach elecha. Your servant who has faith, who trusts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaBoteach Elecha. Chaneini, Hashem, Chaneini. Give me Chanina. Forgive me, have mercy on me. Ki Elecha Ekra Kol Hayom. This is all I can say about myself, that I call out to God, I daven, all the time to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And after all, we know that our HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kind, is merciful to those who turn to Him on an ongoing and constant basis. Sameach nefesh avdecha. Make me happy. Make my soul happy, filled with joy. Ki elecha Hashem nafshi esa. Because I lift up my soul. I lift up my soul to you. Pasukei ki ata Hashem tov v'salach. You Hashem are tov. Tov meaning that you want the continued existence of that which was created. V'salach, and forgiving. Rav Chesed, Lekol Kor Echo. And it's on that basis, on the basis that there's no logic to forgiveness, that it's never deserved. On that basis, we come to pray before you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Vav. Hazina Hashem Tvilati Vakshiva. Listen to my tefillah. Listen to my supplications. B'yom tzarati ekra eka ki ta'aneini. On the day of my great tsar and disaster that has befallen me, that day I want you to respond. I want you to speak to me, to the petitioner, ki ta'aneini. So that this prayer is prefaced on the notion that God's response is not a function of whether we deserve the response. Surely we don't deserve the response. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in Tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in Kiyata, Pasukei Kiyata, Hashem Tov, for Salach. In order for there to be Tov, there has to be Salach. In order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to maintain the created world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be forgiving to that created world. And so these psukim, right, the first seven psukim, are about the nature of prayer. I understand it. Prayer is not about getting what you deserve. But prayer is about recognizing that if it were a quid pro quo, there would be no reason to daven at all. The psukim chet yud 8 until 10 are psukim which include praise of God. Ein kamocha be'elokim, Hashem ve'ein kema'asecha. Psukim, a pasuk that's familiar. Kol goyim asher asita yavou v'yishtachavu lefanecha Hashem yichabdu v'shmecha. All the nations which you made, after all, you set up the boundaries, you set up the places for the nations. But that's all God's work. Ki gadol ata v'oseh nifla'ot. You are great. You do miracles. You are the only one who can be called Elohim. Then to Psukim Yud Aleph to Yud Gimel changes the emphasis a little bit. Horeini Hashem Darkecha, teach me your ways. Teach me, meaning not just to teach me, but teach me how to do it. I know very often what I should be doing, but I don't do it. Horeini Hashem Darkecha, Ahalech Ba'amitecha, Ahalech Ba'amitecha, meaning I will go with your truth. Yached levavi liyirah shemecha. Yached levavi. Yached levavi liyirah shemecha. So that I understand that there's something wrong with me. I understand that I have not accomplished what I should accomplish. Yached et levavi liyirat shemecha means that the only purpose that I have, yached levavi, the only purpose my nefesh has, my insides, the only purpose that we have at all is liyirat shemecha. That's who we are. The next psukim, again, Yud Aleph, Yud Bet, and Yud Gimel. So Yud Bet is Odcha Hashem, Elokai b'chol levavi. Again, I thank you with all my heart. V'chachavda Shimcha le'olam, ki chasdecha gadol alai, V'yitzalta nafshi mishaol tachtiyah. Because chesed, chastecha, gadol alai. Which means that the chesed, the amount of chesed, is much more than I could ever deserve. V'yitzalta nafshi mishaol tachtiyah. You saved my soul from wandering around in some sort of hell, a place where no one wants to end up. So that the emphasis in this chapter of Tehillim, the emphasis is on the fact that we understand when we pray that we are not, that we can't actually come with a lot of credits to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. We can't really say, look, we've done this, and we've accomplished that, and we've kept the mitzvot, and we've been devoted, and therefore we deserve forgiveness, and we deserve salvation. I mean, we can't say all of that. So what is there left to say? It's sort of that we recognize that we're asking for a lot. That we recognize that we're asking for much more than we deserve. I mean, that's what we can do. We can't do any more than that. And then the last four psukim seem to switch again. Talk about the enemies that we are looking to be saved from. Elokim, Zeidim kamu alai. Zeidim are bad people. Enemies are fighting against me. Va'adat aritzim bikshu nafshi. Va'adat aritzim, a group of very, very tough guys trying to get my soul. V'lo samucha l'negdam. And they do not place HaKadosh Baruch Hu before them. They don't know what it is they're dealing with. They think they're dealing with these poor, bent-over Jews who have very high prescription glasses, reading glasses, and who are not, don't work out in the gym. Osamucha menegdam. They don't see you when they come to attack us. Vata Hashem, kerachum v'chanun, erchapal v'avchesed v'emet, and you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after all, admitted, directed us to understand that you have the shloshes rei midot of rachamim, that you are merciful. And merciful means without considering whether it is deserved or not. It's not deserved. But mercy is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Ata Hashem, kerachum v'chanun, echapay v'chesed v'emet. Pasuk Tet Zayin 16, Pinei Elai, V'chaneini. Turn to me and give me this mercy, this special feeling and attitude. T'na'uzcha le'avdecha. Give your power to your service. Voshia leven amatecha, and save ben amatecha. I am, it's sort of parallel to avadecha, ben amatecha, the son of the ama, of the maid servant. Asei imi ot letova. Make for me a sign that you are interested in me. and let me win these battles that are going on all the time. V'yeusun ai v'yevoshu, and my enemies will see that you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are on my side, and they will be consumed with embarrassment. Ki ata Hashem azartani v'nichamtani. You, Hashem, help me, and you give me this solace. So that you understand, prayer is not disjointed. It's not true that the prayer is disconnected from everything that goes on in the world. Not at all. I mean, people pray, but they don't deserve to be answered. And that's the typical prayer. That's the prayer that we know about. The prayer that people realize, it's sort of a last-ditch hope. But it's not because the prayer is a way of getting the result. The prayer is, for most people, a last-ditch effort. I'll try the prayer, but I recognize the fact that I'm not deserving, that I'm not the person who should be saved. I don't have the merits that prayer deserve. But apparently, the Baal HaMizmor seems to think that when you recognize who you are, and you're able in all sincerity to speak about yourself, that itself is a kind of merit. That is what enables you with that you go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you say, this is who I am, and this is who is asking for the salvation. No one else. It's just me. I'm asking. And so, there are insights to be learned about prayer in the Book of Tehillim. Even though the Book of Tehillim addresses the question of prayer again and again and again, if you look carefully, you will be able to see something in the chapter that you didn't see before. And that's chapter Pevav 86, chapter 86 in the Book of Tehillim.